The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I don't do endorsements, but let me just say this. If Paula Scanlon runs for anything, Paula, you have my endorsement. I've never done it before ever in my life, but you've got it, Mama.
Thank you.
How
so
are
much.
You? 100%.
I'll keep that in mind for a future I know nothing about.
Yes. No, I don't know how valuable that is, but I just thought I'd, because I do hope. It's so funny. I was just, and I forget, it was someplace that you wouldn't picture that people would talk about politics, and they said, is Paula Scanlon, or, you know, is she going to run for any, she should really run. I wish she would really ask her if she's going to run. I said, I ask her every time. So you know, it's cute. It's nice to have that kind of love and support. But Paula, right now, your title is External Director for Early Vote Action, Scott Pressler's group. And so I know that you've been working very hard with this. Can you just update us on the job and what you see for New Jersey? We're coming up, obviously, on the all-important primary as the External Director for Early Vote Action. What do you see happening, and what's your call to action?
Well, we see so much happening in this new cycle since January has been never-ending, it feels like.
Yes.
I mean, look, what we're trying to do in New Jersey is really just listen to the people. We're trying to hear what bothers them. We're trying to get on the ground and say, what do you need in leadership? And the common thread that we're finding is the Democrats have not done a good job leading New Jersey. People are leaving. The cost of things is so high, whether that's owning a home, whether that's renting, whether it's gas, whether it's groceries. I mean, things are not affordable. A complaint I hear a lot about that ties to my personal experience is the woke ideology in the schools. The parents are very concerned about what's going on at these school boards, with boys being allowed to play girls' sports, with kids being transitioned without parental consent. Actually, funny enough, even New Jersey is the state where men first started being housed in women's prisons. And actually, a male prisoner impregnated female prisoners because he said he identified as a woman and got moved into the women's prison right in New Jersey. So those are the types of things we're seeing. And ultimately, I think the voters are tired of Democrats, and we're trying to tap into that, really talk to the people, and encourage them to get out and vote for a Republican. Obviously, once the primary plays out, we're going to be allied with whoever wins that Republican primary, and we're going to be registering voters for them and getting people turned out and getting people excited about better leadership in New Jersey.
And so as far as that goes, do you think that New Jersey, that there's this possibility that it will go red? I mean, even after the last election in November, there were people who said, wow, New Jersey might just be purple. Could they go red?
I absolutely think it can. I mean, any state that is as close as New Jersey was in the past election is a swing state territory, which really means the doors are opened. But what we're seeing is, even since November, we can look at the results of November. Every single month, we've been trending in Republican registrations. Democrats are going down, and more people are registering as Republicans, which is, again, telling to the direction that people want to go in the country. And we've really met so many people through our work, and not just in New Jersey, but in other states like Pennsylvania, obviously, where we have a presence as well, that, you know, have voted for Democrats and now feel like the party doesn't represent them, that the party does not help them, that they don't feel supported by Democrats. They don't feel Democrat leadership is functioning the way that they've originally promised. And that's the trends that we've seen. So we can only see what happens. But what we're going to do is continue to register voters and make that margin tighter and tighter and tighter, so that come November, there really is an opportunity number-wise for a Republican to win.
And Paula, just, I mean, and we heard you say it as far as you're trying to get, you know, you're trying to up the registration. But early vote action, or you have you endorsed any specific candidate?
No, we have not. We have said from the very beginning, when we get involved with this, we want a Republican governor for New Jersey. We want better leadership, and we are going to support whoever wins that Republican primary. I know that the news this week has been very interesting, with Trump throwing out an endorsement.
Yes.
And, you know, we're of course supportive of what the president believes, and he is, I'm very actually ecstatic that he even felt the need to get involved in the Republican race in mm-hmm. New Jersey, because it shows that there's a possibility there. It shows that it's on Trump's radar. So that, to me, is a huge win that he even gave any endorsement at all. But we are just committed to continuing to register voters. We encourage everyone to go out and vote in the primary and vote for the candidate they see best. And again, come June 11th, the day after the primary, we will be rallying behind whoever wins that Republican nominee and continue to register Republicans and get turnout for that candidate.
So let me ask you this, and I want to move on, but my final question is, you know, the fact that we had one of the candidates just trying to get a feel for him, and even voters were allowed to ask questions. But is it the Republican candidates basically battling over who has more of a, who loves me more, almost like mom loves me more? The Republican candidates kind of debating as to who's more MAGA. Does that hurt or help in the general election coming up in November?
I think it hurts us. And I think that it's easier said than done. I know everyone has preferences. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing in New Jersey, and I've heard from people saying that if their particular Republican candidate does not win, that they are not going to vote in November. And that is a sad excuse. That's exactly how we've gotten the position that we're in. I think ultimately we need better leadership in New Jersey, which is why we've taken on this project. And for people to say, well, because my preferred person didn't win, I'm going to sit this out, it's incredibly self-centered. I mean, what's at stake here is the cost of living. What's at stake is people moving out of New Jersey. What's at stake is your young daughters playing sports against boys or having your school transition your child behind your back. I mean, there's so much more at stake than just, oh, I'm so upset my candidate didn't win. Yeah. And so I don't care about who's more MAGA or whatever. What I care about and why I'm involved in this is, again, protecting people in this area, protecting the young girls that have gone through horrible things on sports teams, protecting families and making it affordable and desirable to live in New Jersey instead of having people, mass exodusing to Florida and other states, which is what New Jersey has seen in the last couple of years under a Democrat.
And so locally this week, and this has been going on, I've been reporting on in the Colonial School District, there is a biological male who's 18 years old, who has fairly within, I believe, this individual's junior year in high school. This is Plymouth White Marsh locally in Montgomery County, PW, changing from competing in boys sports and track, and now changing to being a female and winning these races. And in fact, I reported, Paula, early in the year, one set of parents were suing on behalf of their daughter. And locally here, unfortunately, it was Judge Wendy Beadlestone. She had said, well, there's no real evidence that the girl who was beaten, and this was back in, I want to say, March, there wasn't evidence of her being damaged. And so the case could not go on. And didn't even think about the fact that maybe the girl who's a senior, maybe psychologically or emotionally, none of that was taken into account. But now this continues. And so just your thoughts on the fact that, I mean, you were there for the signing when Trump signed the executive order, when he signed all of this, at the White House. But it seems like in our region and across the country, there are individuals who are defiant against the law of the land and as well the will of the people.
Yeah, I mean, this is not surprising to me at all. I mean, the executive order signing was obviously a huge win. I've said it so many times. I'm just so grateful to the Trump administration for their leadership on this. But yeah, of course, there's going to be people that are going to break the rules. And unfortunately, it's happening at lower scale things. I think in a lot of ways, I'm grateful for the experience I went through, because the male athlete that was on my team went on and won an NCAA championship, which is high coverage. I mean, people watch NCAA championship meets and across all the different sports. But in these high school levels, there's not a lot of coverage. There's not a lot of representation. There's not a lot of people on the ground there to protect these female athletes. And so it's incredibly upsetting. And I think this is where it comes to all the people listening right now. If you see this happening in your area, raise awareness, reach out to us on social media, reach out to the so many different organizations that have popped up to support female athletes. You just mentioned a lawsuit. That is great. You should be suing. Even if you end up losing and the judge is not in your favor, it still raises awareness to the situation. And now we really have to keep fighting this, because people think that the issue is over because of the executive order. And the truth is that it's not. And there are going to be people in every single state trying to break the rules, because I don't know why they're so obsessed with this, but for some reason they truly believe that little boys can play on girls' sports teams, and if they say that they're a girl, then they're good to go, which obviously is unacceptable. So that's really what it comes down to, so keep raising awareness of these stories. And I think that you're going to have to win this in the courts. And I think, again, I think lawsuits are probably the only solution. I don't know if you see something better, but that's the way I see it.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, in the latest race that just happened, the biological male, who's a senior who is 18 years old, who's well over 6 feet tall as a biological male, defeated a freshman girl several years younger and obviously much smaller. The amazing thing with this, Paula, it shows you how fast the freshman girl is, because in truth, the freshman girl lost to the biological male, the 18-year-old, only by, I believe it was 0.15 seconds. So an eenth of a second, basically. And you can relate to this as a swimmer. This is in a 200-meter track race at a Pennsylvania high school meet. It shows you how fast this, to me, that's what I read from it. You tell me you're the great athlete. But, you know, so you would, your advice to this family of this girl, who's, you know, they're upset about it, the community's upset about it, is to speak out. And what's your advice?
I would absolutely say speak out about it. And if you're in a position where it's possible, I do think that we have to sue, unfortunately. And that is, you know, it's a challenge to take on these things. But again, if you know, your state government isn't going to stand up for you. I mean, Pennsylvania, right? You have Shapiro, who stated multiple times he will never sign legislation to protect girls' sports. And he was the attorney general of Pennsylvania when I was experiencing this. And I certainly didn't see him caring that Leah Thomas was beating every single girl in the league and winning an NCAA championship and prancing around our locker room. Mm-hmm. He certainly didn't care. And so if you're in a state where your leadership isn't willing to do this, unfortunately, you have to go the media route. You have to file a lawsuit, and you have to again make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. And that's really it's a big burden to take on, especially for a young girl and her family. But what I will say is everyone is behind you, and truly, even 67% of Democrats admitted by the New York Times don't agree with this issue. I mean, even Democrat voters do not want this. And so I think what it comes down to is, you have the support of the majority of people in this country, and if you go and do that, you'll be met with so much more support than you will hate. And especially in the current climate we're in now, things have really changed. I mean, a couple of years ago, it was so much harder to speak out. And now, again, there's support for female athletes to do this, and know that you are supported if you experience this injustice and choose to speak out.
Oh, it's a beautiful message. Yeah, as well, there was a report locally. There were some girl athletes wearing T-shirts that said "Protect Girls Sports," and they were forced by officials at one of these track meets here in Pennsylvania, at least, and I believe there was a case in California where they were told they had to remove the T-shirts, you know, to protect girls' sports. So I guess at the local level, the battle continues.
Definitely, and it always will. And I think this is the case with most things, right? There's always people who are breaking the law, whether it's this issue or another issue. But what it really comes down to is accountability, and you need to hold these people accountable. And there are wonderful leaders in Pennsylvania. I mean, the Pennsylvania State Senate just passed a bill to protect women and girls' sports. I mean, I know it's going to be squashed by the governor and other higher-ups, but there are people who are there in positions of power that want to protect girls and women in sports. And I think also continuing to elect those individuals. Don't elect somebody in your whether it's your local government or whether it's even your town politics that has these radical ideas. Because again, even Democrats don't agree with this. There is no excuse right now to elect a Democrat that for some reason still thinks boys belong in women's sports. This should be nonpartisan. The majority of people agree. And so it's time to put people in positions of power as well that have that shared stance that, again, the majority of Americans are behind.
Paula Scanlon, as always, you're getting a lot of great reaction as well in our YouTube chat and in social media. Thank you so much for coming on. Until next time, my friend, thank you, Paula Scanlon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.